All right, folks, welcome to Nino's Corner.tv. I got a big one here for you today. The meat and potatoes will be on Nino's Corner.tv. There's a lot to talk about. I'm back with the one and only, the Ghost, and Ron Partain. Epic roundtable right here. We're going to do a little bit for FluffTube, and then we're gonna bring this back into Nino's Corner so we can just let loose and let the chingassos fly the way we like to do it. I'm gonna say, Ghost, I saw this and I, you know, Ron sent it to me. I called you immediately, Ghost, and said, "Man, what is going on here? It seems like Putin smells blood. What is the deal with Alaska? Are they asking for Alaska back? What is the story here, Ghost?" I'm very confused by all this. It almost seems like America is at its weakest, and he's getting ready to either strike or he's just kind of like a cat playing with a mouse.
Well, let's put it this way. A lot of this was reported through a blogger, all right? But obviously one that these Daily Mail and a few others are taking seriously, it appears. Okay, now let's look at it this way. What did we just have? We just had the mother weffers, as Cliff High, and I love that phrase, just had their annual meeting. And, you know, I think what we're looking at is kind of like when he was going to create those $1 trillion silver, 1 kilogram, 2 kilogram coins as a slap in the face back when the U.S. was going to print a few $1 trillion coins before they arm-twisted Japan to buy the debt back in 2012, I believe it was. So this, to me, smacks of the same kind of I'm going to mess with you since you're a bunch of jokers to begin with, especially like you know, the young Soros who's taken over. What's his name? Alex. Yeah. That. Yeah. He needs a spanking right now. A very bad spanking. Because it appears that he's put out a coded message on X. So I think this is a lot of the same kind of chicanery. But more serious.
It's just rhetoric. He's just kind of taunting us.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was sold at such a song in advance. And I've mentioned this on other broadcasts before, was because you had Canada, still a crown colony. And we are, in a sense, still a crown colony, whether people want to accept it or not. That's a whole nother series of lectures. But the Tsarist Russia wanted that buffer in between their territory and anything that was of the Crown Corporation, again, the square mile of London. And that's why they sold Alaska to us for a song and a dance. Now, to say, oh, we're going to revisit these things is absolutely ridiculous and preposterous, and he knows that. And but the populations of most countries don't know that, so they're going to recoil and they're going to take this seriously as a Putin bluster, and oh my God, we got to be afraid of him, when in fact the truth, it couldn't be further, the reality couldn't be further from the truth of all this. Putin is not.
So it was kind of like a jab. It was like a jab at the States, like, haha, you did your best against us, and guess what? That wasn't enough.
Not the States. I think it's the Euro mother weffers.
Okay.
And the entire supranational banking cartel that owns BIS and the central banking system. Again, it's a slap back at them, which is in truth the ultimate enemy of this country.
Yes.
China, India, Russia, and any other any other country worth its salt in looking toward the future in a balance of power for trade,
Well,
not
let me just,
war.
It's
Russian,
interesting.
Can
let
I
me
say
just
something?
read this real quick. Let me just read it real quick. Russian President Vladimir Putin has signed a new decree relating to Moscow's historic real estate holdings abroad, a move interpreted by ultra-nationalist bloggers as a foundation for future or revanchism against Russia's neighbors and even the U.S. A decree signed by the president late last week allocates funds for the search, registration, and legal protection of Russian property abroad, including property in the former territories of the Russian Empire and Soviet Union. This would include Alaska, swaths of Eastern and Central Europe, large chunks of Central Asia, and parts of Scandinavia. Go ahead, Ron.
I was going to say, in reference to what Ghost was talking about in terms of Britain essentially being the enemy of the world, and that's the truth. You go back, you look at the British East India Trading Company. I mean, what was, before they even had, before the United States even existed, they established all of the trade routes to the Far East. And what did they export to China? It was one of the main exports they did to China,
Opium,
which
right? Was it?
opium. And
Yeah, opium.
they literally turned China into drug addicts. And that was, shoot. That's so, I mean, that was Britain was the originator of opium. So, I mean,
And who's controlling all the stuff coming over the border right now is China, right? Kind of like
maybe,
karma. You know
maybe,
what
maybe.
to a good degree, because
No, they are. They are. I've
let's look at Mexico and China. Pemex, the Mexican state run oil consortium, doesn't make a move without first consulting with a consulting co company that exists in Mexico that is staffed with high ranking MSS, which is Ministry of State Security, and Chinese military officials. They have a huge tank farm of crude oil in far southern part of Mexico. You got to wonder why. And why, is it a reserve to then bring it across the pond of the Pacific to China, or is it a reserve for them to refine very quickly for use here? And you had the 10,000 Chinese men of fighting age coming through the rat line all the way from Ecuador and points in between in those hotels that line up all the way to the border, and making it very easy for them to cross the border, providing them with what they needed as
Be
far as,
careful when you talk here.
okay,
We can
well,
do all that. We can do all that on ninoscorner.tv, okay?
You see what I'm saying.
I know where you're going with this, but
Yeah.
my hands are tied.
And
I know I'm pissing off the
yeah.
audience, but it is what it is. The main thing I wanted to talk about, we'll talk about that on ninoscorner.tv, and then I know you wanted to bring up how convoluted the information avenues are right now. I mean, we could talk a little bit about that right now, right, Ghost? I mean, the how the this basically the information swamp, what it's turned into now. Not, I you know, it is so confusing what's happening right now, and that's
Oh,
deliberate,
yeah.
right?
Absolutely. I mean, you have finger pointing and the naming of people and their roles, and from everything from J6 to everything you can imagine that has been in the news since that time. And look, it's just more and more and more convoluted. It's designed that way on purpose.
So, Ghost, is that because, since before in 2020 they were blocking, censoring, bombing channels? You're telling me now they're just opening the floodgates to let everything go?
Yeah, look what year we're in. No one disagrees that this year is
Yeah.
going to be a year of tumult and confusion. There's no two ways about it.
Nope.
And this would be the year that everyone needs to be prepared with 3 months minimum of basic needs. So let's not make a run on toilet paper. Start looking at the more important things that you would need in that 3 month to possibly even 6 month period.
As we are, flooded with immigrants, wouldn't this be the opportune time, Ghost or Ron, and you chime in as you want, for an attack on our country in other way, a nuclear type of scare, something like that?
Well, I think we're going to have a scare event, 1,000%. How many times has Juanito said it was going to be, a near death experience? I mean, that's coming. That it's going to be scary. It's going to be unpleasant on a massive scale, and it's, I don't know how.
As crime spikes with all the stuff coming through the southern border, I mean, this is just going to be chaotic.
Chaotic, I think is putting it mildly. And there's a number of reasons for that. It remember, this chaos is controlled chaos. No, and then I'll leave it at that. But the controlled chaos will proceed. And the very simple nature of that is to wake up those who believe they're awake and aware, but are still sleepwalking to a great degree.
I see people in a straight up coma when I go to the grocery store and I'm walking around and I see them still wearing the face diapers and just almost like zombie land. Like I'm like, wow, you're still here. You're still here. Without saying it, I'm gonna go ahead and say Boogeyman 2.0. Could we be looking at a Boogeyman 2.0, Ron? You give me
Yeah,
your
I
input,
think so.
by March or April.
Well, yes. So it could either be a Boogeyman 2.0, or it could be the original Boogeyman, or the original, how should I say, solution to the Boogeyman been manipulated by, call it, radio frequency.
You agree with that, Ghost? You think we're going to see all of it this year, Ghost?
I think we're going to see the majority of it this year. Yeah, I do.
When do you think this kicks off? I've heard, I've had Snedeker on my show, and he's talked about, he's read some comms, and he feels like March, late March, April. I mean, to me, it already seems like it's go time.
March is one of their power months, and so I if I would venture to give a time frame, which I prefer again to look at data points, but if I were to venture to give a time frame, I would give it March.
Let's
I'd say, well, March or April. April is a big power month for them as well. Several, you know, lots of things have happened in April. American Civil War was one, started in
yeah.
April 12th. So.
Yeah, all hell's about to break loose. I think we could all feel it. I think my audience feels it. I think, we're all just kind of bracing for this. We don't know what's coming next. I mean, it's just so off the rails. I mean, Juanito's talked about that so many times, about things going off the rails. And it's like you can hear the squeaky wheels just like it's just getting ready to pop, man. I mean, it's just getting ready to just,
That's a
right?
great.
I mean, you all, right? Don't you just feel it? Just bolts are popping off. And I mean, it's ready.
Well, but I think it's going to be, I think the origins of it are going to be with the financial system. I think that's going to be the first thing. We've talked about the events that happened, kind of in the call it the Arabian Gulf region. A couple of naval vessels that have been damaged. So I essentially got confirmation on that. So that was legit.
Let's I want to go into all this, so let's take it back to the corner.
Cool.
You guys want to? You want to do that, Ghost?
Amen.
Okay, let's get to the corner and really dive deep. Balls deep. Let's go balls deep on this one. There's a lot to talk about here. All right, Fluff Tube, I gave you what I could, and I think it was enough. So you're saying, Ghost, that you don't think that Putin's going to do anything regarding Alaska, correct?
No. That would be counterintuitive to what's really going on. And I'll leave it at that on Fluff Tube.
All right, let's take it back to Dino's Corner. All right, folks, I will see you over there at the corner. Yeah, I think we've covered as much as we could here.
Yep. Agreed. All right.